This is GIS News. Coming up, funds secured to continue CSJP, TAJ to roll out new information system February 2015, and new administration policy for the detention system to be implemented early next year. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The government has secured funding to continue its flagship social intervention initiative, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, for another 4.5 years. A loan contract and non-reimbursable financing agreements, valued at $55 million, were officially signed Thursday for Phase 3 of CSJP. CSJP 3 will promote a culture change that facilitates community governance and a more peaceful coexistence through activities that build knowledge and opportunities. Speaking at the signing ceremony at the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting said control efforts alone are not sufficient to address crime and violence.
While we have indeed been pioneers in citizen security and justice programs in the hemisphere, the broad understanding now right across the hemisphere is that crime control efforts by themselves are not sufficient. And there is now a deep understanding of the multiple causal factors for violent crime, and therefore the multidisciplinary and multisectoral approach required to successfully address it.
The Canadian government will provide $20 million in grant funding to CSJP 3 over a 5-year period, while grants from the British government amount to £10 million for the duration of the current phase of the initiative. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is set to roll out the first phase of its new Revenue Administration Information System RAIS February 2015. The new system will greatly benefit taxpayers by allowing them to access information and transact business online. Under the new system, customers will be able to view their payment history as well as any notice sent by TAJ online. It will also allow persons to apply online for all GCT refunds, make payment arrangements, and submit notice of objection as it relates to the relevant tax types. TAJ says this first phase will involve the General Consumption Tax GCT, Special Consumption Tax SCT, among others. The Revenue Administration Information System will be fully implemented by June 2016. A new administration policy for persons deprived of their liberty, covering police lockups as well as facilities operated under the auspices of the Department of Correctional Services, is expected to be implemented early 2015 after acceptance and approval by Cabinet. The move is in an effort to provide the highest quality care, protection, and rehabilitation to all persons in state custody. The policy is one of the recommendations of the Cabinet Subcommittee on the Review of the Detention System. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting and Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding have outlined that 3 working groups were formed in August in a bid to keep the public informed on the progress of the work of the committee. The Secretariat of the subcommittee is compiling the report of the agreed recommendations for implementation. The completed report should be submitted to Cabinet by the end of this year. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the ministry will be more stringent in its monitoring of funeral homes to ensure compliance with operating and safety standards. Guidelines for the operation of funeral establishments and mortuaries developed by the ministry were recently distributed to the facilities.
So you're going to see more rigor in relation to our public health staff dealing with funeral homes. So this thing of just putting in a little fridge and, you know, trying a little thing and eating a food type of thing, whether Ebola or no Ebola, it's not going to continue.
Dr. Ferguson was addressing a recent town hall meeting at the Cecil Charlton Hall in Mandeville, Manchester. He says the ministry has been moving to strengthen the monitoring system for some time, but with the threat of Ebola, activities have been intensified. That was GIS News. I'm Injury James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.